弟兄姐妹们平安。好，我们都应该跟隔壁的说 Happy Birthday 哈，因为今天 SVCA 31周年。
Say Happy Birthday to one another. It's the 31st anniversary of SVCA.
神其实是很注重节期的神哈。
Our God, He actually cares very much about significant dates.
我从小在的教会并不过年啊，什么中秋节啦、端午节啦，这些我们都不过的。
The churches that I grew up, the church that I grew up in, didn't really celebrate any particular.Holidays in Taiwan.
因为那是属地的节日啊。
Because those were celebrations and holidays on earth.
但是圣经上神非常注重节期。
But in Scripture, you find that God really pay attention to particular times and seasons and celebrations.
因为每一个节期背后都有它属灵的意义。
And because every one of those celebrations has a spiritual significance.
那周年。年是神设计的，一年四季。
Anniversary or a calendar year is what is established by the Lord, four seasons in a year.
所以当我们到了周年的时候
，So when we come to the fullness of a year.
我们不是只是在外面有庆祝。
We're not simply celebrating outwardly.
我们应该充分地利用这一个特别的日子。
And we should fully utilize this particular day, this special day.
一方面，我们在神面前感恩。
On the one hand, we are thankful before the Lord.
为着过去的一年，我们感恩。
For this past year, we're thankful of the Lord.
同样的，我们也把自己放在神的天平上。
At the same time, we place ourselves on the scale of God.
让他显明我们这一年到底有哪些地方。我们亏欠了，我们浪费了。
That God would weigh us and show us in what aspect have we fall short, have we squandered away.
同样的，我们也利用这个时候，我们更新我们对主的奉献。
At the same time, we use this time to renew our consecration to the Lord.
要面对新的一年。
And to face this a brand new year.
面对前面未知的岁月。
And to face the days that we do not know.
我们都愿意更深的起来爱主。
That we all would rise up and love the Lord more deeply.
感谢神啊。
And again, we thank the Lord.
所以31年前，当神让我们这个聚会开始的时候
，31 years ago, when the Lord started this particular church.
其实我们在主的面前的祷告非常简单。
Our prayer before the Lord was very, very simple.
我们只希望这个教会能够合神心意，讨神喜悦。
And we just simply pray that God, this would be a church that pleases you, that satisfies you.
因为。基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Because Christ loved this church and gave his life for the church.
我们绝对知道神爱他的教会。
We know God absolutely loves this church.
他也巴不得赐福给他的百姓。
And he desires to pour out his blessings on his church.
所以我们求的不是神的赐福啊，神祝福。
Our desire is not simply the blessings of God.
反而求的是希望这个教会能够讨神的喜悦。
But our prayer is that God, we would.Delight your heart.
能够合神的心意，能够彰显神的荣耀。
It would be according to your heart. It would be magnify your glory.
教会是他的家。
Because the church is his house.
我们就希望那些失丧的人能够在这里听见福音。
And we pray that those who are lost would be able to hear the gospel here.
那些离家出走的儿女们在这里能够找到属灵的家。
Those who have wandered away from home, that they will once again find their place in the house of God.
同样的，那些渴慕好好爱主的，我们在这里得到装备，在这里成长。
Who longs and desire the Lord, that they would be equipped, that they would grow here.
所以这是我们的盼望，希望我们今天在感恩的时候。特别记得教会存在的目的和价值。
And that was our hope, and I pray that we are all reminded this morning the reason why we exist and the value of our existence.
今天我要讲一个很特别的题目，叫做"我是伯特利的神"。
And today we're going to come to this topic of "I am the God of Bethel."
你发现圣经里面对神的形容有很多啊。
And you come to discover that throughout Scripture there are a lot of description of the Lord our God.
神对自己的介绍也很多。
And God also revealed Himself.
因为他说，我是全能的神，我是圣洁的神，我是忌邪的神。
I am a holy God. I am the Almighty God. I'm the God who shun evil.
我是自由拥有的那一位。你发现有神很多的自我介绍。
I am that I am. God has introduced Himself in many ways.
那他也会用人的名字来形容他。我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And he also used the name of people to describe himself. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是神用地名来形容他自己的 非常非常少。
But very seldom does God use the name of a location to describe himself.
所以我是伯特利的神，非常有它的意义在。
So there's a very, very special significance of God saying, I am the God of Bethel.
那正好我们要开始伯利恒伯特利的 project， 我觉得让我们来明白圣经里面神为什么强调他是伯特利的神。
And we're on the doorstep of beginning this Bethel Hall project, so I want to make sure we all understand the significance when God says, "I am the God of Bethel."
啊，伯特利小组要特别专心听。
The Bethel small group, you guys need to particularly pay attention.
啊，那今天我从三个角度来讲这个题目。
And from three different perspectives, I will come and approach this topic.
一个从历史上的伯特利来讲。
One from a historical sense.
第二个从属灵的伯特利来讲。
And secondly from a spiritual perspective.
啊，第三个从 SVCA 的伯特利来讲。
And thirdly, we'll look at it from the SVCA's perspective.
啊，因为圣经上所有的应许教导都跟我们今日的我们发生关系的。
Because all of the teachings and scripture has everything to do with our lives today.
啊，那我们很快的看一下历史上的，我们先看一个地图啊。
So very, very quickly, we're going to come and look at the historical Bethel.
啊，这是我昨天画的，我不晓得你们看得清来，看不清楚。
I don't know if you can see this picture very well.
啊，我把它标上了号码，一二三四五六七。
I identified by numbers each of these locations.
啊，这个雅各离家出走是从希伯伦离开，所以一。
So number one, you see Hebron. That's the place where Jacob left his home.
啊，他在二伯特利的地方，旷野的地方，遇见了神的显现。
As he was leaving home, he came to the wilderness, the place named Bethel. That's where he encountered the appearance of God.
等一下我们快来看，然后接着他就一路逃到北边的哈兰。
And then he ran all the way to Haran.
啊，到他的舅父拉班那里。
And to his uncle's place, Laban.
啊，等到二十年之后他回来。
20 years later, he turned around and came back home.
神呼召他说你要回到伯特利去。
God called him and said, you need to return back to Bethel.
啊，所以第四个，他经过了很重要的一个关卡，叫做庇鲁伊勒。
And he came to this very critical juncture, critical place called Peniel.
在那里他跟神摔跤，然后他成为瘸腿。
And at Peniel, he wrestled with God, and there he became a cripple.
然后他神给他改名字叫以色列。
And at that location, God gave him a new name called Israel.
然后他到示剑。
And then he went to Shechem.
啊，他在示剑里面发生一个悲剧，就是他女儿被别人玷污，他的儿子把示剑城的人都杀了。
And when he went to Shechem, a tragedy occurred is that his only daughter was defiled by the prince of Shechem, and his sons killed the people there.
所以他离开示剑回到伯特利。
So he left Shechem and came to Bethel.
在伯特利，他就照着神的吩咐在那里筑坛。在那里向神献祭。
And according to the command of the Lord, he erected an altar, and he sacrificed unto the Lord God.
然后接着他又回到了希伯伦。
And then he returned to Hebron.
啊，你要知道他这一去一回二十年。
So this journey from the time that he left home to the time he came back, 20 years has gone by.
他从孤家寡人，两手空空开始。
He left as a single man with nothing in his hand.
啊，回来的时候生了一窝的孩子哈。
And when he came home, he had a dozen kids with him.
啊，所以以色列十二个支派，除了便雅悯是在伯利恒附近生的，其他的都已经好了。
And of all of his sons, aside from Benjamin, they were already born.
然后他带了很多的产业回来。
And he brought a lot of inheritance with him.
啊，这是在历史上这个雅各跟。伯特利的关系。
So historically, you see the relationship between Jacob and Bethel.
那是圣经上第一次听到伯特利，却是在亚伯拉罕的时代。
But the very first time the scripture mentioned Bethel is actually in the time of Abraham.
因为我今天的主题不讲亚伯拉罕，我是讲伯特利，所以我简单提一下亚伯拉罕在伯特利的经历。
And again, our focus is not on Abraham today, but the locale of Bethel. So, but we do want to touch upon Abraham's experience at Bethel.
神把亚伯拉罕从乌尔从哈兰招出来。
And God called Abraham out of the land of Ur from Haran and to this place.
叫他进到神的应许之地。
That he may enter into the land of promise.
啊，跟我们的经历很像。
It's very, very much similar to our experiences.
神把我们从一个拜偶像在世界里面已经 扎根的情形里面招出来。
God has called us out of the world, a place where it is centered on idolatry.
要把我们带到他的应许之地去。
And then He brought us into a promised land.
在那里不光神有特别的祝福。
Not only is the blessings of God is commanded there.
神在我们身上有特别的计划。
But God has a particular plan in our life.
我们在历史上都看到这块地是属神的。
And then we see that this land belongs to God.
他要得到一般的百姓是侍奉神的。
He wants to lay hold of a group of people.People that is are serving him.
所以在亚伯拉罕的这一生里面
，So in all the days of Abraham's life,
很多解经家、圣经学者都用帐篷和祭坛来形容亚伯拉罕的一生。
And a lot of biblical scholars would use tents and altars to describe the life of Abraham.
因为他是被召出来的。
Because he's been called out.
他没有在地上要扎根。
He was not to take root in this world.
他就是一站一站的顺服神的带领往前。
So he moved from stage to stage according to the leadings of God.
那么在亚伯拉罕的一生里面有四座很重要的祭坛。
And in Abraham's life, there are four important altars.
这四座祭坛都是他最重要的属灵经历的关卡。
And of these four altars, they are all spiritual significance in the turning points of his life.
第一个是四件。
And the very first place is Shechem.
第二个就是伯特利，我们讲的。
And the second place is Bethel.
第三是在希伯伦。
And the third place is in Hebron.
第四，他在摩利亚山上献以撒。
And it was on the Mount of Moriah when he offered up Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕曾经两次来过伯特利，在这里献祭祭。
And twice in Abraham's life, he was in Bethel to make an offering to the Lord.
一次是他进迦南的时候。
The very first time is when he entered into the land of Canaan.
一次是他离开迦南，居然跑到埃及，神又把他召回来，他就来到伯特利。
And the second time was when he fled because of famine into Egypt, and God called him out of Egypt. And as he came out of Egypt, he came to Bethel and made a sacrifice to the Lord again.
所以你要知道，伯特利对所有蒙召的人来说有它特殊的意义在。
So the place of Bethel has a very special significance to all those who are called out.
因为亚伯拉罕的这三个经历其实都是基督徒属灵的经历。
So all the experiences that Abraham had are the spiritual experiences that we're supposed to have.
四件，伯特利，希伯伦。
Shechem, Bethel, and then Hebron.
那但是今天我不讲亚伯拉罕。
But today our focus is not on Abraham.
所以我们再回到雅各。
So we're going to come back and look at the life of Jacob.
雅各因为骗了他哥哥。
Jacob, because he deceived his older brother.
他哥哥要杀他。
So his older brother wanted to kill him.
所以他妈妈警告他，他就离家出走。
So his mother told him, run, and he left.
跑到他舅舅那里去。
So he ran and escaped to his uncle's place.
结果就在旷野的路上。
So in this way of his escape in the middle of the wilderness.
你知道整个旷野是很荒凉的。
And this place of wilderness is in complete desolation.
你特别想想几千年前。
So particularly if you can imagine a few thousand years ago.
那这个在家里面被妈妈保护惯的一个孩子。
This mommy's boy has been at home his entire life and protected by mom.
突然进到旷野，没吃没喝，什么都没有。
All of a sudden he finds himself alone in the wilderness, having nothing.
然后晚上在那里听野兽吼叫。
And so in the middle of the night he could hear the voice of the wild animal.
你要不要稍微假想一下，你现在是雅各
？Can you imagine if you were Jacob？
不是去 camping 了、
You're not on a camping trip。
你是漂流到旷野。
You are just wandering and you're in the wilderness。
以前在帐篷睡得舒舒服服的。
I used to sleep so well in my own tent。
现在在旷野要找一个石头躺在上面睡觉。
And now in the wilderness, I can only find a rock to be my pillow to lay my head。
就在他睡觉的。夜里面
I just in the middle of the night as he was dreaming.
他在梦中看见天开了。
In his dream, he saw the heaven open.
有一个天梯下来。
And there was a ladder that came down from heaven.
神的使者在上面上去下来。
And the angels of God ascended and descended upon this ladder.
然后耶和华站在顶上对他说话。
And the Lord God was above this ladder and spoke to him.
神给他很多的应许。
And God's given him a lot of promises.
基本上是重生神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
And it is a promises
repeat,
that the Lord had repeated already.
就是要让他的后裔多如海边，多如沙土。
That his descendants would be as numerous as the sand by the seashore.
地上的万国要因他得福。
All the nations will be blessed because of him.
神说我必与你同在。
And the Lord says, I will be with you.
有一天我要把你再带回来。
And then one day I'm going to bring you back to this place.
因为我们没有时间读，我就用讲故事的方式哈，一样哈。
And again, we don't have the time to go through and read the scriptures in detail, so I'm going to tell you that by a story form.
你们应该很熟的。
You guys should all be very familiar with the story.
雅各醒了。
So Jacob woke up.
他充满恐惧啊。
And he was full of fear when he woke up.
因为他从来没有跟神相会的经验。
He's never ever encountered God before.
他说何等可畏。
He said, how dreadful it is in this place.
其实我到以色列地去的时候啊。
When I actually went to Israel,
1994年我们要从加利利往西走到地中海去的路上。
And we were in Galilee, and we were going towards the Dead Sea.
在山里面，我们停下来参观一个典型的犹太人会堂。
And we stopped midpoint into a typical synagogue of the Jews.
那时候是 Nance Lambert 弟兄当我们的导游，他实在是一流的。这个圣经学者他非常熟以色列。
My brother Lance Lambert was the tour guide, and he knew scripture well, and he knew the land well.
他本身是犹太人。
He himself is a Jew.
但是后来信主了。
And later he came to faith in Christ.
就我们参观会堂的时候。
And so when we came and visited the synagogue.
他就指着会堂前面写的那个字哈，那个挂的一个牌子的字。
And he pointed to this plaque or the sign that was on the in front of the synagogue.
那当然我们中间没有什么人懂希伯来文，他说这是希伯来文。的这句话的意思是 how terrible it is.
And again, this is the translation from Hebrew says how terrible it is.
就是用这句话来的。
And it is came right out of these verses or this word.
这是神的殿，也是天的门。
And this is the temple of God and the door of the house of God.
连犹太人对他们的会堂也都认为这是神同在的地方。
And according to this, the Jews, the synagogue is the place.Where God meet with His people.
所以当雅各醒过来的时候，他说何等可畏。他说这不是别的，这是神的殿，这是天的门。
And when he woke up, he was fearful. He said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God."
他说神真在这里，我竟然不知道。
And this is the gate of heaven. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
我考考弟兄姊妹哈。
So I'm going to quiz everybody.
雅各这个时候大概多少岁
？Do you know how old Jacob was roughly at this time?
他还没结婚哦。
He's not married yet.
Rainbow 团契的。
Those who are in the Rainbow Fellowship.
从小被妈妈宠爱疼爱，哇，这个宝贝儿子老幺。
This precious son, the youngest, has been pampered and loved.
快快，我没有时间了，随便猜一个数字，有没有人要猜
？Anybody guess? Come on.We're running out of time.
Eunice. 50.
50 years old.
Rainbow, 有没有50的？还有没有？
Young adults, anybody guess? Anybody 50 years of age?
至少77岁以上。
He's at least 77 years old.
那怎么算？有兴趣的自己算，算不出来来找我。
If you're interested, try to calculate his age yourself. If you can't,Figure it out, come and see me.
雅各一生活了147岁。
He lived 147 years old.
他的前大半生都活在 comfort zone, 活在帐篷里面。
Half of his life was lived in a comfort zone inside his parents' tent.
他青少年的时候，亚伯拉罕都还活着。
And when he was still a teenager, Abraham was still alive.
然后在亚伯拉罕、以撒这样一个近前的家里面长大。竟然对神的同在一无所知。
He grew up in a house of Abraham and Isaac, who are revering the Lord God. Yet he did not know God.
从来没有过第一手的经历过神的显现或同在。
He never had a first-hand encounter of the presence of God.
我希望这不是我们中间基督徒的情形。
I pray that that is not the condition of the Christians that are among us.
特别是在新约时代。
Particularly in the New Testament.
但是神介入了雅各的生活。
But yet the Lord cut into his life.
神不能容许这个人一辈子就叫雅各，雅各就是抓的意思。
God cannot allow Jacob to remain as Jacob for the rest of his life. His name means a supplanter.
这个名字说明了他这个人的特点，他就是抓，什么东西能抓就抓。
His name means I want to grab, I want to just grab whatever I can, as much as I can.
他用红豆汤骗了长子的福分，又用这个美物骗了长子的这个名分。
With the red bean soup.
名分这两个倒过来。
He deceived his older brother for his firstborn right.
他又用一切的方法把一个这么难办的拉班。的产业都给夺过来。
And he was scheming and used all these impossibilities to acquire the possession of Laban to be his.
这是这个世代人的特点，就是在世界里面抓。
And this is the characteristic of the people of this world because we continually grab from this world.
世界的潮流就是叫我们去抓，能得越多越好。
The current of this world is go and grab as much as you can.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个人过了大半生，如果不是神介入的话，他一辈子就叫雅各。
Brothers and sisters, this person spent more than half of his life. If God did not cut into his life, he will forever be Jacob.
当他哥哥被他骗的时候，他哥哥说：“这个人叫雅各，岂不是正对吗？”
And when his brother was deceived by him, he says, "Surely he is named Jacob."
诡诈、狡猾、自私、只顾今生。
He's deceptive. He's selfish. He only cares about this life.
所以神把他招出来。
But God called him out.
我现在没有时间讲，看到最后被神改变的雅各。
And we don't have the chance today to talk about the transformation in Jacob's life.
他后来叫以色列。
And later, God gave him a new name, Israel.
神给他取名叫以色列，叫做尊贵的王子。
It is a royal prince.
完全不一样啊。
Completely different from Jacob.
他这个人成为一个到处流露神祝福的人。
He became a person no matter where he went, if the blessings of God flowed from his life.
他生命丰富，他老练，他为以色列十二个支派祝福。
He was mature, he was abundant, he blessed the 12 tribes of Israel.
他甚至好像一个乞丐的身份进到了法老的王宫，两次为法老祝福。
As if he was in the stature or the position of a beggar, but when he came into the palace of Pharaoh, he blessed.
希伯来书七章七节说，向来都是伟大的，比较尊贵的，给微小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
Hebrews 7:7 tells us that it is reasonable that those who are greater would bless the lesser.
那时候埃及是世界第一强。
In those days, Egypt was the number one nation in the world.
很多人进去见法老都是跪着爬着进去的。
A lot of people, when they come into the presence of Pharaoh, they are crawling with their head bowed to come to his presence.
老雅各白发苍苍，130岁下迦南，拄着拐杖瘸着腿进来。
But this old Jacob came in, old, full of age, but he walked along on his staff, entered into the presence of Pharaoh.
居然世界的 top 法老。愿意低头请雅各为他祝福。
Yet this ruler of the world, the Pharaoh of Egypt, would bow his head to allow Jacob to bless him.
说明雅各身上有一种说不出来的生命尊贵和气质。
And to speak of the fact that his life has been transformed to the such a state that there's this royalty flowing out of him.
这是法老在他周围的人巴结讨好他的人身上看不到的。
This is something Pharaoh has never ever seen through all the people that surrounded him.
连雅各要出来的时候，再次请他祝福。
And as Jacob was about to leave his presence, he asked again, "Jacob, would you please bless me?"
我说读这段圣经，我觉得基督徒你们应该很过瘾才对。
And I think every time as Christians when we read the story, we should all be very excited.
两个完全不同系统里面出来的人。
And these two people came out of whole two different systems.
一个属世的尖端法老。
And one who is the ruler of this world, Pharaoh.
一个是神属天教育里面出来的。雅各
one who came out of a spiritual school of God, Jacob.
两个没得比。
And these two people cannot be compared.
雅各的属灵生命的丰富，他看到十二个支派未来的方向和结局。
Jacob's spirituality, the fullness of his understanding, he saw the future of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以雅各的转变性的经历，关键性的经历，就是从伯特利开始。
The turning point of the transformation of his life began at Bethel.
他在这里，他从完全不认识神，神真在这里，我竟然不知道。
From never knowing God before and saying, "Surely the Lord is in this place," yet I did not know it.
到他31章，神说叫他回伯特利的时候。
Until chapter 31, when the Lord called him out and said, "You need to return back to Bethel."
他就跟他的妻子讲说，耶和华神就是那素来。与我同在的神。
And then he said to his wives, he said, "The Lord God, the God of the God who has always been with me."
二十年之后，雅各的不同不在于说孤家寡人变成有妻有儿女。
The differences of in these 20 years is not so much as Jacob now has a family, has wives and children. This is when he was single.
他的不同不仅在外面，二十年前两手空空，现在留洋。
Yes, it is obviously that 20 years ago he had nothing. Now he is very, very wealthy.
最大的不同，他生命被神改变了。
But the greatest significance, the greatest difference is that his life has been transformed.
他跟神的关系不一样。
His relationship with God is no longer the same.
从前是神正在这里，我竟然不知道。
And time passed. Surely God is in this place, yet I did not know.
从前对神有经历的时候充满恐惧。
And when he first encountered and experienced God, he was full of fear.
他现在居然能够说那位向来与我同在的神。
And now he says that the God who has always been with me.
弟兄姊妹，这是跨越。
Brothers and sisters, this is a huge leap.
真的也是 breakthrough.
It is a breakthrough.
我们都需要有这样属灵的关卡。
We all need to have these breakthroughs in our lives.
我们都需要有这样属灵的经历。
We all need to have these spiritual experiences.
所以亚伯拉罕的一生，简单来说，在他离开迦南地进到哈兰之前。
亚伯拉罕
不是那个
Jacob when Jacob left Hebron and went into Haran.
他到底比我年轻哈。You passed my test.
Thank you.
所以他在那里为神立了一个柱子，浇上油。
So there he erected a pillar and he poured oil on it.
因为他听到神给他那么多的应许。
And because when he heard all of these wonderful promises that God had for him.
有空回家把这些故事读一读，很有意思的。
It's wonderful. We all should read through the story again.
神应许他要与他同在，要祝福他，然后要保守他平安回来。
And God promised that he will be with him, he will bless him, and he will protect him on his way back.
那他就跟神许个愿。
And so he vowed with the Lord God.
他说神啊，你若与我同在。
And he says,If God, you are truly with me,
而且将来保守我平平安安地回到我父亲那里。
And you protect me and safely bring me back to my father's house.
而且你在我所行的路上给我食物吃，给我衣服穿，你看求的都是很基本的。
And if along this way you give me food to eat and clothes to wear, these are all very simple things that he asked.
他说我就以你当我的神。
And he said, then I will let you be my God.
我所立的柱子的这个地方要成为你的殿。
And this pillar that I've erected shall be your temple.
而且我会把我的十分之一得的十分之一献给你。
And a tenth of all that I've acquired I will give unto you.
熟不熟悉的祷告？
Are you familiar with this prayer?
你若我就。
If you do these things for me, then I will do these things for you.
就算你不那么肤浅的嘴巴讲，心里面可能也是这么想。
Maybe you wouldn't say it out loud with your mouth. Maybe you're thinking it with your heart.
神啊，你如果祝福我，那我该感恩，我该献祭。
God, if you bless me, I will give thanks to you. I will praise you.
我现在失业，你还叫我奉献
？God, I've lost my job. You still want me to offer?
我赚的钱都不够养家，你还要我奉献
？The money that I make is not enough to sustain my living. You still want me to offer?
我还在生病，你要我。来服侍你。
I'm still sick. You want me to come and serve you?
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然不嘴巴讲，但是我们心里面跟神之间有时候很容易就掉到交易的里面。
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes we don't say it out loud with our lips, but we get into this negotiations with God.
先不要难过，雅各也是这样。
Don't be too hard on yourself. You see, it isn't Jacob's life.
但是神是让我们对未来有盼望的神。
But the Lord our God give us a future hope.
再难的人交在他的手中。到最后成为贵重的器皿。
No matter how lousy of a person if it's in the hand of God, he becomes a vessel of honor.
神知道什么时候用什么方式来搅动阴潮。
God knows the precise moment, the precise time to stir up the nest.
所以二十年之后，神呼召雅各回来。
So 20 years later, God calls Jacob, time to go home.
这就是圣经神用的特别特别的方法说。我是伯特利的神。
And when doing this call, this is the time when God uses this term. I am the God of Bethel.
神说：“现在你起来，回到那里去。”
And the Lord says, "Rise up and go to Bethel."
那么第三个阶段就是在他回来的途中。
And then on his way back.
那么神对他说：“你到了伯特利，要给我筑一座坛。”
And God said to him, "When you come to Bethel, you need to make an altar there for me."
这又是圣经很特别的一个地方。
And it's also something very special in Scripture.
除了会幕的坛是山上的样式，神要求的。
Aside from the altar and the tabernacle, is according to the pattern on the mount that the Lord prescribed and required.
这些列祖所筑的坛，基本上都是出于自愿的，甘心的。
All the altars that's been erected by the forefathers was out of a free will desire of the person who made it.
雅各也曾经在这之前向神筑过坛。
Jacob also at this place himself erected an altar for the Lord.
他自己在示剑附近筑了一座坛。
Near Shechem, he also erected an altar for the Lord.
给他取了一个名字蛮长的，我现在背不起来，什么 L L 什么什么的啊。
It was a very, very long name that I can't remember right now.
那个坛的名字的意思说神是以色列的神。
The name of that altar means God is the God of Israel.
那雅各筑这个坛的意思说，这个坛是用雅各的名字，因为神帮他改名字叫以色列，他还不知道将来有一个民族要叫以色列。
He did not know when God changed his name from Jacob to Israel that there would be a nation by the name of Israel when he erected this altar.
他筑这个坛是他个人的坛。
So this altar was still his personal altar.
他用自己的名字称这个坛。
He used his new name to name this altar.
这个坛是 the God of Israel.
This is the altar that is named God of Israel.
然后神接着说你要到伯特利去筑一座坛，这是神命令。
And then God told Jacob, you need to go to Bethel and there make an altar for me.
弟兄姊妹，为什么伯特利这么重要？
Brother and sister, why is Bethel so important?
圣经里面三次讲到雅各把这块地叫伯特利。
Three times, the scripture tells us that Jacob named this place Bethel.
明明亚伯拉罕时代就有伯特利了。
In Abraham's time, it was already called Bethel.
后来被人家改名叫路斯。
And then it was changed, the name of the place was changed to Luz.
他把它改名字改回来，就叫恢复该有的见证。
And then Jacob restored, renamed the place back to Bethel, meaning the testimony is reestablished.
恢复它该有的那个意义。
To establish the rightful meaning of this place.
所以不光是恢复了这个该有的意义。
Not only is the significance and the meaning of this place restored.
他也亲自在这里经历了这个名字的意义。
He personally has experienced the meaning of this place.
就是这是神的地方。
It is to say that this is the dwelling place of God.
所以 Bethel 本身的意思叫做 house of God.
So the meaning of Bethel is the house of God.
所以伯特利本身的意思就叫做神的家。或是神的殿，或是神的居所。
And again, Bethel is meaning, the meaning of Bethel is the house of God, or the dwelling place of God.
所以让我们看见神不光是伯特利的神。
So we see that God, he's not simply the God of Bethel.
雅各在这里对神有特殊的经历。
Jacob himself has a very special experience of God.
当我们讲到神的居所的时候。
When we speak of the dwelling place of God.
它决定是指的团体，指的教会。
It is that, always speaking of a corporate gathering, the church of God.
所以你在圣经里面啊。
So when you come and study the scriptures.
任何时候讲到神的居所。
Anytime you come and see the term, the dwelling place of God.
不管它是用任何的形式，例如说会幕也好，圣殿也好，教会也好，圣城新耶路撒冷也好。
Rather, it's used in the tabernacle, the temple, or the church, or the New Jerusalem.
这几个不同的形式都在强调这是神的居所。
All of these descriptions is to illustrate the dwelling place of God.
另外，可能用地方来形容神的同在。
And then again, they may use a particular locale to describe the presence of God.
不管是伊甸园，不管是伯特利，不管是希伯伦，不管是锡安。
Whether it's in Eden, or in Bethel, or Hebron, or Zion.
就是不管他用那种用形式上的或是地名上的来形容到神居所的时候。
And whenever he uses these terms, when the scripture uses these terms to describe the dwelling place of God,
他都是要强调一件事情。
It is to emphasize one thing.
就是神竟然与人同在。
That God dwells with man.
而且不光同在，神竟然一直与人同在，与人同住。
And not only does he dwell with us, he's with us, but he tabernacles with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们听这个听太多了。
And brothers, when we hear these terms, we hear it so often.
我们对这些已经失去了感觉了。
We lost the significance of the meaning of these terms.
我今天早上站在这里唱诗的时候，你们就在想到，我说神啊，你真在这里。爸爸的女儿，你们都看见你在这里。
And then as we were worshiping, singing this morning, I said, Lord, truly you are here. I pray all of our eyes would know and our hearts would know that you are here.
你不相信他也在这里。
Even if you don't believe that he is here.
你感觉不到他也在这里。
When you cannot feel it, he is here.
你不希望他在这里，他还在这里。
Maybe you might not even desire that he would be here. He is here.
他拣选我们作为他的居所。
He has chosen us to be his dwelling place.
所以属灵上的伯特利就是在强调 教会是他的居所。
So the spiritual significance of Bethel is the church is his dwelling place.
是他荣耀要充满的地方。
It is the place where his glory is going to fill.
哦，弟兄姊妹，想到这些，我们里面应该被荣耀充满的。
So brothers, whenever we think about this, our hearts needs to be excited and be filled with glory.
整个宇宙没办法容下他，他根本说有就有了。
The entire universe.Cannot contain God. It came to existence out of His Word.
偶尔在 video 上，在电视上，突然看到那种照个那种银河系的图，你里面都会有一种说不出来的敬畏哈。
And every time I just have a glimpse of the Milky Way of our galaxy, there's a reverence within my heart.
满天的繁星，伟大的银河。哎呀，那不过是宇宙中那么一点点而已。
And all of these stars, all of the Milky Way, and it's just a tiny speck in the universe.
然后神竟然拣选我们做他的居所。
But yet God has chosen us to be His dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹，这是太伟大的思想。
Brothers and sisters, this is too immense for us.
所以当神把雅各召回来的时候
So when God called Jacob to come back,
神再一次向他坚定了亚伯拉罕的约。
God once again reestablished his covenant with Abraham.
神说我是全能的神 El Shaddai.
He says, I am the God El Shaddai.
你要生养众多在这边 有一国一民要从你而出。
You will greatly multiply, out of you a nation will rise.
君王要从你而出。
Kings will be born out of you.
他说我要赐给亚伯拉罕以撒的福也要赐给你。
The blessings that I've given to Abraham and Isaac will be given to you.
地上的万国要因你们得福。
All the nations will be blessed because of you.
弟兄姊妹，教会多么荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, how glorious it is for the church.
神在这里。
God is here.
神大大赐福在这里。
God has greatly blessed this place.
而我们也要成为地上万民的祝福。
And we are to be a blessing of all nations.
这是以色列在主面前失职的地方。
And this is something where the nation of Israel has lost their purpose in.
福音到他们手中被切断。
The gospel came to them and then it was severed.
弥赛亚在他们的手中被钉十字架。
The Messiah was crucified in their hands.
但是也因着他们得罪神转去了。救恩临到了外邦。
And because of their offense of God, towards God and the rejection of God, the gospel has now come to the Gentiles.
今天神同在的见证借着教会。
And now the presence of God is to be revealed through the church.
万民要得祝福借着教会。
All nations will be blessed through the church.
所以我们今天在主人面前，我们的使命实在太大了。
Brothers and sisters, we have such a great.A commission in our lives.
所以雅各带他的家人来伯特利筑坛之前。
So Jacob, before he brought his family to Bethel to erect this altar.
他说你们都要自洁。
He says you all need to cleanse yourselves.
更换衣裳。
You change your clothing.
除去偶像。
Remove the idols.
摘下耳环。
And take down all your jewelry.
弟兄姊妹要来到神的坛面前。
You are to come before the altar of God.
更新我们对神该有的奉献。
Now we once again consecrate your offering before the
Lord. 为什么在伯特利神要求要有坛？
Why did God require an altar in Bethel?
因为教会的生活，教会的见证，一定要求有十字架。
Because the life of the church,the testimony of the church requires the cross.
我们必须要放下自己。
We have to lay down ourselves.
我们要脱离所有偶像世界在我们身上的捆绑。
We have to take off all the bondage, all the things of this world that has a hold in our lives.
因为这是神的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
我们是来朝见，是来侍奉圣洁的神。
We are here to meet Him, to serve Him.
所以伯特利真的有特别的意义。
So Bethel has a very significant meaning.
神亲自要求的祭坛。
God Himself required of this altar.
你不可能过教会生活而没有十字架，没有祭坛的。
There's no way for you to live a church life without an altar, without the cross.
如果是这样子的话，我们只是跟着蒙福。
If we live in such a way, we are merely being blessed as we go along.
我们在神的眼中是神没有办法用的器皿。
We are vessels that cannot be used in the hands of God.
然后我们会失去了那最上好的祝福。
And we will miss out on the best blessing.
因为神在我们身上有说不清说不出来的荣耀的计划和美意。
Because God has a glorious plan for each and every one of us, for all of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，讲到属灵的。伯特利。
So brothers, when we talk about the spiritual Bethel,
我在这里列了三节经文。
There are three verses that I mentioned here.
诗篇132篇，耶和华拣选的锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
Psalm 132:13-14, For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
哇， 你不觉得很荣耀吗？神挑的。
This is God picked it, God chose it.
天和天上的天不够他住，他挑我们。
The heaven and the heaven above cannot contain God, but HeChose us.
他说：“这是我所愿意的。”
He says, "This is my will. This is what I desire."
因为时间不够，经文不够，你底下就读到因着神挑选着你以后，整个锡安蒙大福。
And you began to see the rest of the passage that because God has chosen this place, chosen Zion, Zion was greatly blessed.
神说：“我要使其中的粮食丰满，我要使其中的穷人饱足。”我要使祭司圣民大声欢呼，一路讲下去。
And God continued to say that there will be an abundance of food. Everybody will be satisfied. The people will shout aloud and praise.
仇敌披上羞辱，仇敌在我们中间没办法破坏。
The enemy will be clothed with shame. They cannot do anything with you.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会一定要坚持，要在乎神的同在。
And brother and sister, we need to uphold to the necessity that God's presence is here.
如果一个教会已经不能让人感觉神的同在，它是一个空洞的会幕。
But if a church can no longer allow people to sense the presence of God, then it's just an empty building.
是约柜被掳的这个会幕。
It's a condition where the ark of God has been taken into captivity.
不管我们中文、英文。大人聚会、青少年聚会、任何的聚会，在这个教会，我们说永远以基督为中心。
Whether it's Chinese, English, youth, whatever the meeting that we have, the Lord God must have the first place.
历代志下第七章，这是所罗门献圣殿的祷告。
Second Chronicles chapter 7, this is the prayer of Solomon as the temple was offered up.
我刚才说过了，不管任何形式，会幕、圣殿、圣城，或是任何地方。都在强调神的居所。
Again, I said earlier that regardless the tabernacle, the temple, or the New Jerusalem, it all illustrates the dwelling place of God.
它都是属灵的伯特利的意义。
They are all spiritual definition or have the significance of the spiritual Bethel.
就是神的家，神的居所。
It is the house of God, the dwelling place of God.
所以历代志下，主说：“我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此所献的祷告。”
And so the Lord says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place.
现在我已经拣选这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中。我的眼，我的心也必常在那里。
For now I've chosen and consecrated this house, that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这些经文，心里都应该很感动，然后也很感恩啊。
Brothers and sisters, whenever we come across these verses, we should be moved and we should be very thankful.
神睁眼看。
God says that I will open my eyes.
他看过我们。
And He will look over us.
他了解我们。
He knows us.
他完全知道我们的处境，我们的情形。
He completely knows where we are and how we are doing.
他侧耳听。
He is attentive in listening.
我们所有的祷告，所有的需要，所有的向他的呼求，他都在听，而且侧耳听。
Our prayers, our outcries, all of our needs, God is listening attentively.
我要侧耳听是因为我重听了。
I have to listen attentively because I'm losing my hearing.
圣经上说神侧耳听，不是神听不到，而是神很用心的在听。
It is not that God cannot hear you. It is God listening with all of his heart.
甚至你讲不出话来，在那里叹气，在那里流泪， He knows.
Even when you have no words, you don't know how to articulate your weeping or your crying, He knows.
他说我的眼我的心藏在那里。
It says, my heart and my eyes are forever there.
你不觉得过教会生活太有福了？
And brothers and sisters, isn't it so blessed to have this church life?
他不光只是同在，让我们来这里崇拜他、敬拜他而已。
It is not just because his presence here that we get to come and sing and to worship to him.
他整个的心、整个的爱都在我们身上。
But you need to realize that his entire heart, his entire love is upon us.
但是 让人难过的事。
But what is sad for us?
伯特利这么重要的地方。
Bethel is such an important place.
在历史上就沦为北国耶罗波安用来建金牛犊的地方。
It became the position of fall for the northern kingdom where Jeroboam has erected a new altar there for worship.
他们用虚假的敬拜来取代真正的敬拜。
They use a false worship to replace a genuine, a true worship.
这是让神的心非常痛苦，整个以色列北国都在伯特利拜金牛犊。
And this is what broke the heart of God, because the entire northern kingdom was prostrating and worshiping the golden altar at Bethel.
你就晓得神真正想要得到的见证跟神儿女们最宝贵的属灵经历是仇敌一直要破坏的。
You know, the testimony that God desires and the experience that we long for is what the enemy wants to destroy.
他们要他们拜金牛犊也是说这就是耶和华拜他就好了。
And when they erected this golden calf, this altar, they said, this is the Lord God, worship him.
他们用虚假的
With what's pretense, what's false.
来取代了真实的。
To replace what is genuine and real.
弟兄姊妹，在这里也让我们看见，不仅仅看见仇敌的破坏。
Brother and sister, we see here not only the enemy's scheme to destroy.
也看见属灵传承的重要。
And we also see that a very important aspect of passing on our spiritual baton.
这么宝贵的伯特利后来沦为拜金牛犊的地方。
And this such wonderful place of Bethel has now become the center place of false worship.
这么荣耀所罗门的圣殿，耶和华的荣光充满整个殿，祭司都没办法进去。
The temple that was filled with the glory of God, that even those who are serving cannot enter because of the glory of God.
到最后，神的百姓把神赶出去了。
At the very end, the people of God cast God out of His house.
你读到以西结书九章到十一章，耶和华的荣耀逐步的离开他们。
When you come to Ezekiel chapter 9, you see God gradually, step by step.Walking away from the temple.
老底家教会也把为我们舍命的耶稣关在门外，耶稣需要叩门才能要求进来。
The church of Laodicea has closed the door to the Lord outside, and the Lord had to knock to get in.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够让神的家变成满足我的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot allow the house of God to be a place that satisfies my desires.
伯特利永远讲到这是他的家。他是中心。
Bethel is forever the house of God where he is the center.
I am the God of Bethel.
And the Lord cried out, I am the God of Bethel.
我是伯特利的神。
I am the God of Bethel.
为什么在这里用虚假的敬拜？
Why do you allow false worship to occur here?
为什么在这里有替代的敬拜？
Why is there a substitution of a different worship?
为什么在这里有不合神心意的敬拜？
Why is there a worship that is not according to my heart?
神要雅各回来。恢复伯特利。
So that's the reason why God called Jacob to come back, restore Bethel.
我们要对自己所在的这一代负责任。
But just we all need to be responsible for the generation that we are in.
我们也希望我们的后代能够传承起来。
And we pray that the generation that is to follow us, that they may lay hold of this very thing.
连教会历史，教会复兴历史，常常人说不过三代。
And throughout church history, a lot of people will say that any revival will not last more than three generations.
你希望你的儿女爱世界吗？
Do you desire that your children will love the world?
你希望那么可爱的孩子有一天被仇敌、被罪恶辖制，活在黑暗的权势下吗？
Beautiful, wonderful child, one day would be enslaved by the king of this world.
还是你希望他们活在神的面前，被神祝福、被神保护？
Or do you want them to live in the presence of God, under the protection and the care of God?
你希望他们的这一生活得有价值，有永恒的价值？
Do you desire that they would live a life of eternal purpose and value?
现在我们来看 SVCA 的伯特利。
So now we're going to pivot and look at the Bethel of SVCA.
我们说过了，伯特利属灵的意义，讲到这是他的家。
And we said the spiritual significance of Bethel speaks of the fact that this is the house of God.
虽然我们叫 SVCA,
though we are called SVCA,
我们没有用伯特利教会做我们的名字。
And we did not use the term Bethel to be in the name of our church.
但是任何形式的神的儿女，神的教会，都应该是以神为中心。
But any time we get together, any any formality, the center of it must be the Lord God.
我们简单的看几个 slides.
Very quickly, we're going to look at a few slides.
这个 slide 在哪里？大家
知道吗？ Are you guys all familiar with this particular slide, this particular scene?
除非你每次吃饭只看你的饭，不看墙壁。
But perhaps every week when you have lunch,and you're only looking at your plate, you're not looking at the wall around you.
应该在墙上都看过吧。
Yeah, I think everybody should see these writings.
如果没有看过的话，你等一下看长子团队切蛋糕的地方就有这个。
Later when we cut the cake, look above our heads, you'll see these words.
以利沙代。
El Shaddai.
以便以谢。
Ebenezer.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
这三个，这个 slide 先停在这。
Let's pause here, right here on the slide.
这三个 slide 对我们的意义太大了。
The significance of these words are great to us.
在创世纪里面。
In the book of Genesis.
十七章，神要跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
Chapter 17, when the Lord was going to establish a covenant with Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕介绍说，我是全能的神。
And when the Lord introduced himself to Abraham, he says, I am the God Almighty, El Shaddai.
你要在我面前做完全人，我就跟你立约。
You need to walk perfectly before me, and I will establish this covenant with you.
全能的神。
The God Almighty.
The God Almighty, 的希伯来文叫做 El Shaddai.
And in Hebrew is the term El Shaddai.
以利沙代。
El Shaddai.
所以以利沙代一方面讲到神是全能的神。
El Shaddai speaks of the fact that God is the God of Almighty.
他第二个的意义讲到他是 All Sufficient God, 他是全有全足全丰的神。
The second significance of this term is that he's the All Sufficient God. He provides all.
所有的能力、祝福、恩典都在他里面。
All the power and blessings are in him.
这位神是我们的神。
And yet this God is our God.
第二个以便以谢。
Secondly, Ebenezer.
就是耶和华神到如今都帮助我们。
So the Lord God to this very day has been our help.
我们一路走来，我们的确会碰到困难，碰到
挑战。We walk along this journey, we have difficulties.
但是你发现，无论高山，无论低谷，神一直都帮助我们。
But whether in the hills or in the valleys, the Lord our God has been our help.
这叫做以便以谢。
This is Ebenezer.
第三个，耶稣来的时候，他的名字又叫以马内利。
Thirdly, when Jesus came into this world, he was given the name Emmanuel.
他怕我们忘记了他是跟我们同在的神。
He is concerned that we would forget that he is a God that is with us.
干脆他的名字就叫以马内利。
He says, "Oh, then I'll just call my name Emmanuel."
让我们永远想到我的神是永远跟我们同在的神。
Whenever we think of him, we know that he is the one that is forever with us.
我们买会所的过程就经过。这个不同的阶段在这里经历神是以利沙代的神是以便以谢的神是以马内利的神
So in the process of acquiring this property this is what we have firsthand experienced that he was the God of El Shaddai Ebenezer and Emmanuel
我的手边没有那个图也许等一下在纪念 片纸上你们可以看得到
Again I, we don't the video that you're going to see later maybe you'll see thisparticular scene.
在2005年大概9月6号的时候我们还没有真正签约买下来那天早上我们订了一个蛋糕。
In 2005, September 2nd, before we even signed the contract to purchase this property, that morning a cake was purchased.
我们凭信心相信这个地会进到神的手中。
And by faith, we believe that this property will enter into the possession of the Lord.
上面就写了以便以谢以马内利因为蛋糕小写不下三行。
So on that cake, it said Ebenezer and Emmanuel because it was a small cake. We couldn't have all three words on it.
但是我们写在墙上。
But now when we entered, we made that a marking on our wall.
就是要提醒我们，我们永远要相信我们的神，全能的神。All sufficient God.
To remind us that the Lord our God is the all sufficient God.
他到如今都在帮助我们。
To this very day, He has been our help.
没有他的帮助，我们走不到今天。
If it was not because of His help, we cannot be where we are today.
我们未来也需要他继续帮助我们。
Our future depends on His help.
我们更珍惜的是以马内利。
But what we treasure most is Emmanuel.
他无所不在。
He is.Everywhere.
所以我们任何地方都可以祷告。
So we can pray anywhere we are.
我们任何地方都可以经历他的同在。
Anywhere we are, we can experience the presence of God.
我们任何地方都可以接受他的帮助。
Anywhere we are, we can receive the help of our Lord.
以马内利。
He is Emmanuel.
多宝贵。
How precious.
所以我们从小 这个教会流行写信最后结束的时候都写以马内利。
It's customary as I was growing up that whenever we write to one another, we would close with Emmanuel.
啊，太宝贵了。
It is very, very precious.
啊，第二个。
Secondly,
伯利恒、伯大尼跟伯特利。
The significance of these three names, Bethlehem, Bethany, and Bethel.
上面是三个以啊，以利沙的一遍一些以马内利，下面是三个伯。
doesn't translate well in English.
那什么叫伯利恒？
What is to be Bethlehem?
伯利恒叫做 the house of bread， 这粮食之家。
Bethlehem means the house of bread.
耶稣诞生在伯利恒。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
约翰福音第六章，他说：“我才是那个天上降下来的真粮。”
John chapter 6, Jesus proclaims, "I am the bread of heaven."
所以伯利恒在这里强调一件事情。
And so the term Bethlehem signifies one thing.
教会是粮食之家。
The church is to be a house of bread.
应该充满了生命的供应。
It should be a place where life is supplied.
人来到这里，在生命上可以得到喂养，得到满足，得到成长。
And when people come here,They can be satisfied. They can be filled in their life, in their spiritual life.
所以我常常跟小组长或者带查经的弟兄姊妹以前培训的时候说。
And oftentimes, when we were going through training for the small group leaders, when they lead their small group discussions.
你在带小组查经的时候是拿 menu 给弟兄姊妹看呢，还是你拿真正的食物给弟兄姊妹吃呢？
And when you're leading this Bible study, are you handing a manual for a menu for everybody to look at, or are you giving everybody actual food for them to eat?
花那么多功夫去研究各种背景、各种知识，我不是说这个不重要哈。
And you spend all this time researching the background and all the peripheral knowledge. I'm not saying it's not important.
你甚至提供了一个粮食分析表。到底含有多少的铁，多少的钙，多少的维他命 C？
And maybe to the spiritual extent that you gave the exact content, percentage of iron, percentage of carbohydrates and whatever.
你对一个又饥又渴，甚至爬回教会的人，没有用的啦。
To someone who is hungry, who is thirsty, who is famished.He's crawling into the house of God. This is useless for them.
他需要吃到基督，得到基督。
They need sustenance. They need to eat Jesus Christ.
基督是我们的生命之粮。
Jesus Christ himself is the bread of life for us.
这是伯利恒的意思。
This is the significance of Bethlehem.
所以你们在餐厅可能白吃了几年饭了。
So you guys, we've been eating in that room for many, many years without what we're doing.
我们的餐厅就叫伯利恒大厅，知不知道？
That is the Bethlehem Hall.
有没有人不知道的？
Does anyone not know that?
希望今天吃起来更舒服一点。
So today when we're having a feast, you would know the significance of that feast.
第二个伯大尼。
Secondly, Bethany.
伯大尼就是这个堂。
Bethany is where you are sitting here today, this morning.
伯大尼是耶稣在地上最吸引耶稣的一个家。
Bethany is the location where a particular home that attracted Jesus the most.
不久我们将有 Passion Week.
Not too long from now, we're going to come to Passion Week.
耶稣最后一个礼拜在耶路撒冷。
The very last week when Jesus was in Jerusalem.
他每天晚上出城往伯大尼。
Every single day he left.Jerusalem and he went to Bethany.
圣经告诉我们耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
The scripture tells us that Jesus is ought to have loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
伯大尼说出一个充满爱的家。
And Bethany speaks of a home, a place where it's full of love.
耶稣爱他们。
Jesus loves them.
他们三个都爱耶稣。
And all three of them love Jesus.
马大忙着为耶稣预备好吃的。
And Martha will do all that she can, and she will be busy and satisfy Jesus.
玛利亚趁着耶稣坐席，把那个最珍贵的拿达香膏、最上好的献在耶稣的脚前。
Mary, while Jesus was sitting there feasting, took the very best and broke that alabaster jar and anointed Jesus.
拉撒路，一个复活的见证人。
Lazarus, the testimony of the power of resurrection.
圣经上从来没有记载拉撒路说过一句话，但是很多人。因为拉撒路信了耶稣。
And the scripture never recorded anything that Lazarus had said, but the scripture told us many came to faith because they saw Lazarus.
因为复活生命从他身上彰显出来。
Because the life of resurrection flowed out of him.
把仇敌气得牙痒痒的， 不光要杀耶稣，连拉撒路都想杀。
The enemy was so angry. Not only did they want to kill Jesus, they also wanted to kill Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹，伯大尼说到神家该有的见证。
Friends, Bethany speaks of the testimony that the house of God ought to have.
这是一个充满爱的家。
It is a place full of love.
这是一个充满生命见证的家。
This is a place that testify of the overflowing life of Christ.
它不光是一个教会该有的特点，这三个都需要有。
And not only are these the characteristics of the church, all three aspect needs to be of the church.
也是你跟我都需要有的特点。
It's also the characteristic that needs to be in your life and in my life.
我们都应该尽心尽性的爱主，像玛利亚一样。
We need to love the Lord our God with all of our strength, all of our soul, all of our mind, like Martha.
我们都愿意舍己在神家殷勤的服侍，让主得到安息。
We all need to give ourselves and serve the Lord that the Lord may find rest.
我们也应该像拉撒路一样，我们身上有 transformation。耶稣基督替代所活出来的见证。
And we need to be like Lazarus, where there is a substitution of the eternal life, the life of God, that we give the testimony of this life.
第三个大堂。
And thirdly, this Bethel Hall.
就是我们准备 要继续进行的伯特利大堂。
It is the project that is in continuum of what we're going to build.
那是将来的主堂，让众人在这里一起来敬拜、侍奉、荣耀神。
It will be the main sanctuary where everybody will come and gather to worship and to glorify the Lord God.
虽然我们在这里好像大家也觉得够了。
And maybe we're here and everybody's probably feeling somewhat satisfied.
但是我们不能够那么自私，只想我够了。
And we cannot be selfish to the extent of thinking, oh, I'm satisfied.
有多少人在外面不认识耶稣？活在仇敌的捆绑辖制底下。
There's so many people outside of these walls that have not yet come to know Jesus and are under the dominion and the power of the evil one.
多少人因为听不见福音，将来要接受永火的审判。
And so many people because they cannot hear the gospel, they will be internally in destruction.
我们以前买会所的时候，哪怕只有一个人在这里得救，这些钱都值得。
And we said in time past, if one person came to faith in Christ, that would be enough for the money that is used to purchase this place.
那我们就希望在这里每一年都有几十个人、上百个人在这里得救。
We pray that there would be tens and maybe hundreds of people that would come to salvation in Jesus Christ here in this place.
我们希望有那么多神的儿女在这里能够找到属灵的家，得到建造，得到培养。
How I pray that there are so many brothers and sisters that would find a spiritual home here, that they may be established, that they may grow.
因为一个神的家该有的见证。
Because this is the testimony in the house of God.
充满神的同在。
It's full of the presence of God.
充满神的爱。
It's full of the love of God.
充满主的生命，充满了圣灵的能力。
It's full of the life and the power of God.
这是伯特利的意义。
This is the significance of Bethel.
所以我们很快的最后看几个 slides.
And very quickly we're going to see the last few slides.
就是到处的墙壁上看得到教会的。
So everywhere when you look at maps, you're lost, you don't know where you're going, you'll see this map.
咖啡色的就是我们现在在的地方。
The dark brown is where we are today, right now, this morning.
绿色的就是我们平常吃饭的伯利恒大厅。
The green area is Bethlehem Hall, is where we have our meals.
那边最大的那一块两万平方尺的是伯特利的聚会厅。
Right across from the hallway here is the future Bethel Hall, 20,000 square feet.
好，我们再往下看，这个我上次都放过了。那个门是大家很熟悉的，对不对？
And I think everybody's familiar with this entrance. Most of us, when we come into church, we come through this particular entrance.
那伯特利大堂就在你进门的左手边。
So Bethel Hall would be on the left-hand side of this entrance.
再下一张。
The next slide.
这是从停车场照我们的。
And this is the corner of the building from the perspective of the parking lot.
再下一张。
The next slide.
这是architect 帮我们从空中照的。
This is an aerial view that the architect took for us. That red area is where the Bethel Hall would be.
所以伯特利大堂就是红色的那一块。
And so again, that red zone is where Bethel Hall will be.
然后再下一张。
The next slide.
这是我们现在伯特利大堂的情形。
This is what Bethel Hall looks like right now.
它在那里空旷了16年。
It's been empty for 16 years.
真的是白占地图。
And it's a wasted piece of land.
如果主怜悯我们，让我们更早之前有的话，不知道有多少人已经在那里可以得救了。
If we had the mercy of the Lord God, maybe we would have had this place long before, and many people would have come to faith in the Lord.
所以别的神的仆人来到这里，说你们白占地图。
So whenever we have visitors, the servants of the Lord that come and visit us, they said, "You guys cannot waste this land."
那我也希望这样子的感觉在我们里面，我们不要再让它浪费了。
And I pray that this same desire, this same vision and call would be in us, that we cannot let this place be wasted.
Silicon Valley 有名，除了它的High tech.
The Silicon Valley is famous for the high tech that is around us.
它恶名昭彰的地方是它房子贵。
And the second aspect of how famous we are is that every square inch of this property is very expensive.
寸土如寸金。
And every inch of land is like an inch of gold.
我们两万平方只空了16年。
A 20,000 square feet has been empty for 16 years.
我真的觉得我们不应该再让它任凭它荒废。
And we cannot continue to allow this place to be wasted and squandered away.
神借着哈该说，我的殿荒凉。
And the Lord, through the word of Haggai, said, "My temple has been desolation."
你们怎么会任凭我的殿荒凉
？And destitute, how can you allow it to continue?
而自己去盖天花板的房屋。
And then you make homes of white plaster yourself.
再下一张。
The next slide.
啊，这是设计师给我们一点的 idea， 并不是将来一定是这样。
This is again just some drops of hints of ideas of what it might look like.
这些都需要我们继续的祷告。
But it requires a lot of prayers from all of us.
啊，这只是一个参考，它从荒废的变成能够有用的。
And this is just a reference for everybody to see that from a site from a building that is desolate to something that is very very useful.
最后一张图。
And the last slide.
这也是他们当他们听说。神给我们的话，给我们的应许，是说遍地要被神的荣耀充满。
So when we share with our architect, the very initial words that God had given us, that the whole earth would be filled with His glory.
那句话不光是指的全地，也包括了神要给我们的这块地，他应许要用他的荣耀来充满。
Not simply the Lord's promise of the whole world would be filled with His glory, but this area, this promised land, the Lord promised it will be filled with His glory.
我希望我们都能够在主的面前，因为爱他，因为敬畏他。
I pray that all of us, in our hearts, because we revere the Lord God, we love Him.
不仅仅知道他有更多的恩典要临到我们。
To know that He has far more abundance of His grace that is to be upon us.
他不光是以利沙代、以便以谢、以马内利的神。
He's not only the God of El Shaddai, Abinazar, and Emmanuel.
有那么多的恩典临到我们。
So much of His grace has come to us.
他也是伯利恒、伯大尼、伯特利的神。
He is also the God of Bethlehem, Bethany, and Bethel.
他把他的见证托付给我们。
He has entrusted us.A testimony.
希望在这里充满神的同在。
That here it would be a place where His presence is full of His love.
充满神生命的供应，圣灵的能力。
Full of the supply and the power of the Holy Spirit.
而这个祝福能够从我们中间满溢出去。
That this blessing would overflow from us.
神的荣耀能够从我们中间被彰显出去。
That the glory of God may be seen from us.
不仅仅承受了祝福，我们成为祝福。
And not only do we receive the blessing of the Lord, we become the blesser.
为着神的荣耀。要被创造，而且我们真是彰显了神的荣耀。
We were created for God's glory, that we would really magnify His glory.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
弟兄姊妹可以简短的，不管中文、英文，大人孩子都可以。
I encourage brothers and sisters, English speaking, Chinese speaking, whether you're more mature or you're still young, let's just have prayers before the Lord.
我们都有几句简短的祷告。
Simple words of prayers to the Lord.
Chosen us to be your dwelling place.
Amen.
How blessed this promise is. Oh, and we, not only we want to receive the blessings, we also want to be the channels of your blessings to bless all people around us. Lord, give us not only entrust this responsibility unto us, but you enable us. You enable this small church to be your channels, to be your vessels, to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we bow before you, oh Lord Jesus, revive your church.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, help us to all come and restore the rightful worship. You are the Lord of all. Oh Lord Jesus, we pray that you would be lifted up as we bow down. Lord, you would be lifted up. The lower we go, the higher you go. Oh Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves into your hands. Lord, your Spirit, come and move our hearts. Move this church in a way, oh Lord, that we are completely, truly surrendered to you.
Amen.
主啊，你是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，主啊，你也是伯特利的神。
Amen.
哦，主啊，是的，主啊，我们谢谢你，你做我们的神，守约是慈爱。主啊，你更是在这里对我们有一个心意。哦，主啊，是的，你在我们啊、你在这里让我们来认识你、敬拜你，你也要在这里让我们成就你的心意。
哎，是的，主，天上的天尚且告诉我，不能让你居住，主，你却选择你的教会成为你的居所，成为你的家。主啊，我们真是感谢赞美你，你这样一位全有全足全丰的神，主啊，真是恩待我们。哦，你真是选择你的教会成为你祝福的管道。我们感谢你，真是求你继续来得着一般爱你的弟兄姐妹，真是愿意，真是来脱离这世界上一切的这样的一个捆绑诱惑，让我们真是成为可以造在山上的城。哦，主啊，为你使用，谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名。
但是你从来没有改变。
But you are the one that is forever the same.
主啊，你仍然是伯特利的神。
You are the God of Bethel.
你呼召你的百姓起来为你建造。
You call your people to rise to build.
成为你借着圣灵所居住的所在。
That through the Holy Spirit we may be a dwelling place of God.
主啊，我们在这里数算你恩典的时候，我们都要低头敬拜你。
Oh Lord, when we count your blessings, we bow and worship you.
我们知道你直到如今都在帮助眷顾我们。
But yes, today, until this very day, you've been our help.
你永远是那位以马内利的神。
You are forever the God of Emmanuel.
你是那位全能的神，用你的慈爱来牧养我们。
You're the Almighty God has shepherded us with your love.
我们为着整个教会继续的往前向你祷告。
We pray for the journey that is before us.
你永远走在我们前面。
Lord, forever you walk before us.
主啊，我们就是欢欢喜喜的跟随你的脚踪。
Lord, we pray that rejoicingly we will follow your footsteps.
我们看见你有更荣耀的事要成就在我们。
There are greater glory that you're going to accomplish in our midst.
恩上加恩，力上加力的帮助我们。
Yes, truly grace upon grace and strength upon strength. You will be our help.
好让这个地方真是荣上加荣的归荣耀给你。
But truly this place, glory upon glory will be given to you.
我们谢谢你。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.